My guest, a proven prophet, said 4 years before COVID, a virus never seen before was coming, and it was developed in a lab. Now he's been shown a total global reset in every sector of your life. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Make this show naturally supernatural. Joshua Giles accepted the Messiah at age 7 and heard the audible prophetic voice of God. What did God show you about your future?
Well, Sid, I was alone in a room at that young age, and my parents were pastors, but I didn't want anything to do with ministry, so I ran from it from an early age on. But in that room, I had an encounter with God where I could feel a presence, a force that came in, and I heard the voice of God speaking to me. And He said to me that I was going to travel the world as a prophet and release His message to the people. It startled me as a kid. I told my parents about it, and I believe that was the beginning of my prophetic journey.
What would you say jump-started the supernatural? I understand you had an angelic visitation.
Yeah. Well, as I got a little older, as a teenager and then a young adult, I can remember one experience that I had. I was in a room again. I was actually asleep. It was in the middle of the night, maybe 3 a.m., and I heard these loud sirens going off. I literally thought that the building I was in was on fire. And so I jumped up, ran to the window. I looked outside. There was not a car on the street. Nothing was there. And I thought, this is so unusual. And I went back and laid in my bed. And as soon as I laid down, this huge angel came into the room where I was. It didn't make sense to me because the angel was taller than the room itself, but yet he fit in the room. And I remember the angel reaching out and touching me, and I felt the power of God, what I know now to be the power of God, flow through me like electricity through my body. I was frightened, number one, but then I felt the presence of God that calmed me, and this angel gave me a message that I would again go and minister in my area in Minnesota. I hadn't even moved there yet, but he told me about the healing ministry and the prophetic ministry that I would do.
Joshua is known today for his very, very accurate and very, very precise prophecies. Government officials, leaders are now recognizing this and seeking him out. On December 6th, 2015, 4 years before COVID, God told Joshua about a rare virus that was coming, so rare that doctors would not know what it is. What did God tell you about this virus?
Well, I was in the middle of service, and of course, maybe 300 people in my church were there, and we were worshiping and singing to the Lord, and the spirit of prophecy just dropped down on me. I wasn't expecting this specific word, and it's as if my mind was suspended and the Lord was just speaking through me. And He said that there was going to be a rare virus that would come into the world, and again, the doctors wouldn't know what it was. I could see a vision as I was releasing this prophecy of doctors saying, is it the flu? Is it something else? But He said that it would attack the immune system. And the crazy thing about it is He told me that it will come out of a lab. And so I heard that word, and our church began to pray right then. And then He began to speak to me about the future of what would come. I saw other viruses and pathogens that would be created that they would want to release in the future, and it would be a demonic agenda.
Is there any hope for the world with what you saw?
Absolutely. You know, whenever the Lord gives a word like that, There's always hope in that word. The other thing that the Holy Spirit said to me was that He would be a shield of protection around His people. And we've heard so many testimonies, even with COVID, on how the Lord has raised people up out of hospital beds and how He's protected us. And so I believe that in the coming days, we are going to experience one of the greatest outpourings of the Spirit of God that we have ever seen.
What did God show you about the coming global reset, and how is it going to affect our future?
Well, in 2019, I had just come back from a trip to Israel where the Lord moved powerfully. I came to a Bible study at my church, and again, the spirit of prophecy came, and the Lord said to me that 2020 would be the beginning of a global reset. He said we would see an economic downturn like we had never seen before. And He told me that the days of Joseph would return, where we would see famine that would come in the future. But this reset would not just be a reset to the world. Every single industry will be broken down in order to be rebuilt, including the church. And so this means that the church is about to step over into days of power, more anointing, and more glory. I believe that the gifts of the Spirit are going to intensify, and we're going to experience true revival.
I'll tell you, fear is running rampant. Inflation, food shortages, terrorism, nuclear bombs, moral decay. Address the fearful.
I want to talk to those that are watching, and you might be dealing with fear, a spirit of fear. I want you to know that there's no reason for us to panic or fear, because God is with us. That's right. Jesus Christ is here with us. And so I'm excited because of what I see coming. I'm not in panic because of the negative things. The Lord showed me that this will be the best of times in the worst of times. And this means that we can get excited because we were born for this hour. We're going to see some of the greatest miracles, some of the greatest breakthroughs. We're going to see the gospel go to areas that it's never gone to before. And so we should be rejoicing right now. So shake off the fear and step over into courage.
Would you like a sneak preview? I know you will, of the next 10 years. It's a 10-year reset in technology, finances, and actually every system in the world. Joshua says it'll be your best decade ever if you know and act on this inside information. No more fear. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Many viewers report testimonies as a result of watching It's Supernatural.
I got freed from a cocaine addiction. I saw one of your shows. I prayed and was healed. I had spent millions of dollars on cocaine before I was saved, and now I have a ministry. From that one episode, my life did a complete U-turn.
If you've been touched watching It's Supernatural, share your testimony at sidroth.org/praise. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Joshua, you say, quote, we all carry the future within us, but most are not aware of it. Explain that.
You know, Ecclesiastes 3:11 says that God placed the world in the heart of man. Some translations say eternity. When you look at that word in the Hebrew, it means the future. So this means literally coursing through your veins. You are carrying the future. And so the prophetic gift—
It's almost like your DNA—
Yes. Yes.
Is not just what science says, but God's put something in your DNA.
Absolutely. And in the DNA, when you look at it, it's actually in the shape of a ladder. And that connects to the ladder that Jacob saw when he looked up into heaven. It's a portal from this world into the divine. And so I believe that every single person carries prophetic DNA in them, meaning you can see in the Spirit, you can hear. If you would just yield to the power of the Holy Spirit, He wants to use people today.
How did you first hear about this 10-year global reset?
Well, I was in my time of prayer and fasting. I would get up every morning at about 5 or 6 a.m. and just begin to pray and worship the Lord. I wasn't even asking for a word for someone, but you know, when you become a friend of the Holy Spirit, He'll just share secrets with you. And so the Holy Spirit began to share with me about the next 10 years. And He said that it would be a decade of shortages throughout the 10 years. I was alarmed at this word, but I saw a vision open up to me. And in the vision, I walked into a grocery store and the shelves were completely empty. And I could tell it was in America. And that was the alarming thing. And the Lord said to me, don't panic. He said, at that time, you will see multiplication miracles being released in the earth. So we're going to see the supernatural increase all over the world. And it's a part of this great revival and outpouring that's here and coming.
Now, your book is jam-packed with what's going to happen in the future. And the thing that I love and the people that know you love is you do have both sides of the coin, so to speak. You talk about the bad that's coming, and then you talk about the powerful supernatural of God's global glory that's going to equip His people to overcome every bad thing that's going on. You saw a 10-year global reset. I wish we had the time to share all the areas, but what did you see about money?
That's such a good question. And in my book, I actually address that. And I love the fact that it goes not just into the Christian world, but there are secular people that are saying, I'm picking up this book. And throughout that book, I point them to Jesus. So it's going to be a tool for evangelism. But the Lord spoke to me and showed me that the economy would be shaken in America and the nations. And He said, don't panic. We're going to see a steep decline coming. But I saw the anointing of Joseph being released on individuals where we would not only survive the famine, we would begin to thrive in the midst of the famine. And so we will live under heaven's economy. We are not bound by the economy of this world. And so even in the spirit, I saw Joseph's storehouses being raised up all over the earth. And I'm not just talking about for natural food and resources. That's a part of it. But I saw these safe havens where those that would come out of darkness would have a community that they can become a part of, and it would be the New Testament church ignited all over again. It's the book of Acts being stirred up.
Did God show you anything about nuclear bombs?
You know, he began to deal with me about a coming war that the enemy would try to design in order to pull America into it. I've been praying, and the Lord has just given me the admonishment to pray and to cover our country and to cover the nations, because it is the plan of the enemy to pull us into a war. But I just believe that the protection of God is going to be there over our nation.
Wow. Tell me a bit about Israel.
Yeah, that's Israel is so on my heart. I've traveled to Israel almost every year for the past decade. But the Lord spoke to me concerning Israel that we would see an unusual glory come over Israel, over that nation. I saw those that are there in the nation open up to receive their Messiah. And so Jesus will reveal Himself in new and unique ways to the people that are there. So get ready to experience miraculous signs and wonders. Get ready to see an outpouring of revival come there to Israel.
He showed you some new inventions actually coming out of Israel.
Yes.
In the health field.
Yeah.
And computers and all areas.
Yeah. I've seen concerning technology. The Lord said there would be a technology resurgence that would come. And I saw several key inventors, one specifically from Israel, that the Lord would raise up and use powerfully to really push us years ahead concerning technology and health, even in the medical medical field. And so when the Lord showed me this, I got excited, because anytime you see revival coming, it's not just so that we can have a great experience in a church or in our homes. It's so that we can literally see God impact the natural world around us. So when revival comes, get ready for the systems to be impacted by the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Did he show you anything at all about all of the open borders we have, and good people and bad people are flooding into our country? We can't tell the difference because they just come in. Did you see anything about that?
Well, what I saw specifically was about our government being shaken. And so the Lord said to me that these are days where we will experience great shaking in the United States government. I believe that it's going to continue to be chaotic at times, where there's infighting over what should we do concerning borders and so many other things. But God said to put our eyes on Him during that time. There are people that He's anointing to go in and fight that battle. But I saw where the Lord would move in the midst of the chaos and in the midst of the shaking that we experience in our government.
What about, I see this all over the place, and young people, old people are all getting into something called cryptocurrency. Did God show you anything about that?
Yeah, He absolutely did. And I write about this in my new book, Prophetic Forecast. The Lord said to me that cryptocurrency would become the wave of the future. And I saw a new monetary system come out of it. So don't be rattled if in, you know, the next couple of years, it seems like things go down. It's out of that system, the Lord's going to birth something new. And I saw the money changing, literally the way that we use money, the way that we interact with money. I saw it change completely. And so we're going to be dealing with more of a digital world. It's already here, but it's coming in a greater way.
Did God show you anything about cancer?
Yeah, I actually gave a word about this. I saw where some of the cancers that we see today would become things of the past. And when the Lord spoke this to me, I was actually quite shaken by it, because I've never heard Him speak a word like that to me. Mm-hmm. But He said that some of the cancers that we see is going to be as easy as taking a pill. I saw the medical field advance to that level where there's going to be a pill for some cancers that won't even be a problem. So the things that we're concerned about today, we may not even be concerned about them in 2 or 3 years.
Joshua, what are you seeing on this set?
Right now, you know, as we've been talking, I can see the fire of the Holy Spirit going out into those that are watching, into their homes. And the Lord says there's going to be angelic visitations. I see this flood. It's almost like a rush of angels that are going out into homes. And because the warfare has been so great against the body of Christ over the past couple of years, the Lord says, I'm going to send refreshing. I see waves of refreshing coming. There are people that are watching this now. They're dealing with sickness and infirmity, but I see the healing power of God coming right there in your home. There's someone that's dealing with severe back pain. I see it in the spine, but the Lord says He's healing them right now. There's another person that's dealing with arthritis and is so painful to you, but the Lord says, be healed right now. So there are waves of healing that's flowing out into the homes of those that are watching. So just receive it, and we're going to continue to see waves of the glory of rushing through homes and communities. You won't even have to get to church to experience the glory of the Lord. We want you to come to church, but you won't have to get there for that. In your car is going to turn into a sanctuary while you're worshiping and praising God. And the miracles that we're seeing right now, they're going to be so unusual that we won't have any frame of reference for these kinds of miracles. It's going to be God creating organs in bodies. I saw in the spirit.
Is this part of the glory
that's coming
that you've seen and you talk about in your book?
Yeah, it's a part of that glory where the Lord said that these are days of mega glory, where the glory is about to sweep throughout the globe. And I saw these creative miracles. I just came from a meeting where it's already started, where there was a lady in the meeting that came in with a tumor the size of a grapefruit, and the Lord gave me a word of knowledge I had no idea, and instantly the tumor dissolved in the presence of God. And the Lord says, that's the way I'm going to move, and it's not going to be just on people that have titles and preachers. This is getting ready to be a body movement, where it's going to be the average, ordinary believer is about to pick up an assignment to move in healing and in miracles, confirming the words of the Lord.
Now, when we return, Joshua is going to pray to unlock the future. God has already put within inside of you. It's time to rise above Satan's plan and live in the good future God has prepared for you. And I say it is good because there's a book of life and your name is on it, and everything in that book is good, and it's time for the good things to overtake you. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
God has given me many prophecies that have come to pass. 4 years before COVID, I prophesied that a rare virus was coming and that it would be developed in a lab. Now, God has shown me our future and what we will see in the next 10 years.
Call now to get Joshua T. Giles' powerful book, Prophetic Forecast, Insights for Navigating the Future to Align with Heaven's Agenda, plus his anointed four-part audio CD set, Your Prophetic Forecast, The Open Door to Your Future. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9822.
When the Lord downloaded these revelations to me, I was actually during my time of prayer seeking the Lord concerning the future. You know, I had seen so many negative things going on around in our world. I was just concerned about what was going on in government, what I was seeing in my own community. And so as I began to seek the Lord early in the morning, I had this encounter with the Holy Spirit where He began to speak to me details of the future. And as He began to share these details of the future, He told me, He said, I want you to write this book, and I want you to share concerning the next decade, what I'm going to do and what's going to happen in the world. And the things that the Lord had me to prophesy began to come to pass even within months. And the Lord just kept downloading more and more.
Through Joshua T. Giles' prophetic book and four-part audio CD set, you will gain a 10-year head start concerning the future. Receive an unfair advantage to navigate unfolding global events with inside information. Become equipped with everything you need to align with heaven's agenda. Overcome fear of the future. Find your purpose and thrive amid change. Be prepared to receive miracles, healings, and supernatural breakthroughs as God's mega glory descends upon planet Earth. In Joshua's exclusive four-part audio CD set, Your Prophetic Forecast, Joshua shares previously unreleased prophetic words that God has shown him for the next 10 years. And he teaches you to overcome the enemy's future plans.
We're talking about the global reset and what it means. We're talking about not just surviving in the midst of coming famine, but thriving in the midst of famine and so much more.
Don't miss out on getting Joshua T. Giles' powerful book, Prophetic Forecast, Insights for Navigating the Future to Align with Heaven's Agenda, plus his anointed four-part audio CD set, Your Prophetic Forecast, The Open Door to Your Future.
So, Father, I pray over everyone that will read this book and everyone that will listen to the audio series, Unlock the Kingdom Within Them. I pray according to Luke 17 and 21 that the kingdom is within, and that kingdom that's been locked up within is coming forth in Jesus' name. I pray that the prophetic dimension would be activated in you, and you, yes, you would see glimpses of the future for your own life. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9822. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9822 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, before I turn Joshua loose in the fire, in the glory, in the miraculous, I want to make sure you're prepared. I want you to say this prayer with me and mean it to the best of your ability. It's a new beginning for you. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've messed up in my life.
I've messed up in my life.
And I'm so sorry.
And I'm so sorry.
I believe.
I believe.
Jesus died for my mess ups.
Jesus died for my mess ups.
And because of his blood.
And because of his blood.
I'm clean.
I'm clean.
And now that I'm clean.
And now that I'm clean.
Jesus, come inside of me.
Jesus, come inside of me.
Take over my life.
Take over my life.
I make you Lord of my life.
I make you Lord of my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Joshua, pray.
Father, we just pray right now for every individual that's watching, every person that's listening. I pray that you would unlock the prophetic destiny that's been hidden on the inside of your people. I'm praying that they would experience outpours of revival right in their home. Father, I'm praying for their families, that you would break generational curses and release generational blessings now. Let sons and daughters return. Let the prodigals come home. Father, I'm praying even now that you would give wisdom for us to deal with the days that are ahead, wisdom to deal with the economy, wisdom to deal with the future, Father, so that we would not just survive the future, but we would thrive in the midst of it. So let your mega glory, let the fire of the Holy Spirit be released now on everyone that's watching. In Jesus' name, amen.